Welcome to Go For Side Effects. I'm your host, Kevin Simon, and you all know my lovely host, John. How you doing?
Hey, everybody. Doing good, thanks.
All right, doing everybody. Good. We brought back another United States Navy man, Matty. Welcome back, Matty. How you doing, man?
I'm not bad, man. Thanks for having me. All right. I appreciate coming back and hanging out with y'all.
So we brought back Matty not only because he has the coolest flags than any of us, but we brought him back for, you know, certain reasons and everything. But Matty, before we get into them topics, let's get into a little bit about, you know, you being out in Desert Storm. Just a brief summary.
So I joined in 91, full of piss and vinegar, gonna save the world from the bad guys they put in front of us, you know. Went to boot camp in San Diego in August, hotter than shit. Rained a few times, you know, knee deep because they didn't have the plumbing for water. And then from there, I was the middle of my class because they were the genius of letting 18-year-olds drink on base a couple miles from Tijuana. So that made my experience in A school. I tell you, it prepped me for drinking overseas. Like, that's for sure. So then they sent me to Japan, and I sat in Japan for a couple of weeks before they I sat in a temporary unit, played with EOD a little bit, did a couple other, like, oddball jobs. And then they threw me in one plane after another, a helicopter after a cargo plane from crap hole base in the Persian Gulf to another crap hole base. I was in a place out in the middle of the desert that had 15 cargo containers stacked up and a tiny airstrip in like three buildings. And we waited there 10, 12 hours before they hopped me to another place. And the first time I saw my first ship, which was the Independence, the aircraft carrier out of Japan, the first time I saw it was after they opened the rear doors of a cargo plane when I landed on it, and they're out in the middle of the Persian Gulf. And I got no clue what I'm going to, you know, I didn't even go on a ship in boot camp or in A school. Like, they just, I was going to see it sooner or later. So,
well, hold on right there. I want everybody to know about the Independence. Y'all don't make it sound like, oh, you know, damn, poor guy on aircraft care. They have a 24/7 like McDonald's on there. Hamburger, French fries, and hot dogs.
23 hours.
What's another hour? I mean, what a crock.
I don't know.
Shit.
They closed 1 hour a day.
Yeah, you know, our shit closed down at 6 o'clock. Nah, you're done. You know, you don't get anything next morning.
A freaking McDonald's on board.
Jesus. Man,
they were dry, crusty burgers and shit. Dude. Man, I might have rewatched that episode. You were high on drugs, on morphine and Motrin. You had too much Motrin when they came over and took your kidney stones. That's why you think it was the McDonald's, man.
No, I'm telling you, when I went on there with kidney stones, and I got done passing them, the guy's like, so you want a hamburger or French fries? I'm thinking, like, it's like 9 o'clock at night. I'm like, what? He's like, come on with me. And went down, man, they loaded me up. I got two hamburgers. I got French fries. I was the luckiest man in the world at that time.
Oh, shit, bro. So, I know you have a few diagnosed issues and claims in, but you got to, like... I think there's some apps to get your memory sharpened back.
Yeah. Hey, but back then, I mean, in between the brown lettuce and all that, that was not bad. But now let's get into the serious topics here. Matty, one of the reasons why you wanted to come on, you wanted to kind of talk about more about what you've gone through since we've talked about. So let's talk about that.
The last time we talked, it hasn't even been a year. Just in that amount of time, the amount of info that I've gained and services that I've received from the VA, and things that I've put together on my own that I like helping other people with has just drastically increased. From getting a prescription every year and a fee for your glasses, I actually lost these right in front of Menards at on a leisurely. I didn't ride very much at all this year because, you know, we're being videoed, and seriously, my hands and my back issues are so bad that I got maybe 350 miles on my motorcycle this year at total. I could get 10-12 miles and my hands would start to go numb, but my glasses literally flew down the highway at an off ramp and I called them. They had a new pair sent to me within probably 3 weeks.
That's badass. Not so for even. 3 weeks you were walking around hitting walls.
I had my old pair. And they taught me the humility lesson that the sweet optometrician taught me when I didn't realize I was ready for bifocals and wasn't ready to face it. Bless your heart. Yes.
You know, the crazy thing is that we're talking about helping vets and doing everything we can, even on our program. But outside of our program, I mean, you're doing a lot, and I want you to talk about which we're watching right now, Smoke Out Veteran Suicide. I want to talk about that.
So that started out when I met the Stone vet, Juan Garcia. Yeah, I believe you guys have talked. I don't know if you've been on each other's shows yet or not, but we need to make that happen, Juan. I had just an idea in my head for an image of, I've helped a couple of brothers over the years. One had started with migraines. I helped him start smoking for the migraines. He had them so bad that the union, the John Deere union, would let him go into the shower and stand under the shower. He's also a Marine Corps vet. He'd stand in the shower and let the water beat on the back of his head, on the back of his neck. And that was the only way that we'd get the migraines to go away. I got tired of listening to it. He didn't have the healthiest diet, smoked cigarettes. I did at the time too. I went over to his house and I still kind of do, keep cannabis in a little metal a pill bottle, literally. and I walked over to into his kitchen, whatever, and I set that bottle on his counter. I said, I don't give a shit what your wife thinks. I don't care what your doctor says. I don't care what your neighbors might think if they smell it when you're sitting outside. Shut up and smoke this the next time you get a headache. And tell me how it goes, because my headaches, I keep them in check by staying medicated to a point. I still get them. They don't lay me down as much. I know where they come from. I try to keep them away, but turns out, come to find out, he had a tumor. Not huge, but he had a brain tumor, and that's what was starting to cause the migraines in his head. So he went from our tiny little town here in northwestern Illinois over to a place in Chicago. They looked at his brain, did an MRI, told him the size of the tumor. He came home. Between his wife and I, he got on tincture. And a year later, his doctor wanted to know what the hell happened, because they didn't do chemo or treatment or anything yet. They sent him home with a known tumor in his brain. And they're going to wait a year to check it again. And in that year, it was gone. He still smokes to this day, keeps his anxiety down, and it probably keeps his cancer.
I think everybody's anxiety is down when they smoke it.
Wow. Yeah.
I got a few coworkers that would contest that, but
angry stoners.
But that's awesome. Days, man. That's awesome.
That is great, man.
That's just one of my passionate stories about cannabis. I have another brother who was freaking out. He was blown up a couple of times in Afghanistan. He's quite a bit younger than me, but I've always adopted the old dog role, whether we like it or not. You know, you just meet these younger guys. He's in his early 30s, probably. And he was having a hard time adjusting with jobs, adjusting with people, adjusting with life. Marriage issues, children issues. He was the one that really made it click with me about your previous episode with vaccine injured children. Because he has two children that fit the narrative of the modern Gulf War vets, the Afghanistan vets and stuff. It seems like there's a lot of what am I looking for? Autism and off the spectrum kind of things. I think with that vaccine generation or whatever the hell they've been exposed to, which is a whole different sidetrack, but he had really high anxiety. And I taught him what I didn't realize I had been doing for years since I got out. I told the VA in the Obama generation when we were forced to have insurance or not, they're going to penalize you. I switched full time to the VA, even though I was only 10% rated. I told them then that I medicated, that I used cannabis. And that's when I kind of started to realize what I was teaching my buddy was self-medicating. You know, I'm not getting high like my ex-wife thinks or the boss thinks you're getting stoned out of your mind. No, I'm not. You lived with me for years. You worked with me for years. A couple of puffs is a few milligrams in your system. And sometimes that's just enough to carry somebody on for quite a few hours throughout the day without making me to the point to where you think I'm stoned and can't operate or can't function. There's people that can't function when they're not on their pills and their prescriptions. And the Zoloft is giving them cancer, or the nicotine medicine they were taking is giving them cancer. You know, let's talk about those lawsuits compared to this plant, which replenishes your endocannabinoid system that your nervous system needs to function on any damn way.
And there is something, there's something I learned Saturday. So one of my customers comes in and he's talking to me about, you know, my neuropathy. And he's like, have you ever done the oxygen chamber? I was like, I'm thinking it's a chamber. It's not about oxygen. And I was like, no. Like, do they put you under water? Or, you know, he goes, no. It's a mask that they put on you. And what it does is they send just enough oxygen that it starts opening up your blood vessels or whatever. And then they send a whole bunch of oxygen through you. And it's supposed to help your nerve endings.
I'd try that, man.
Right. And he said, it's actually a new therapy. And his boss literally makes the machines. He's the inventor. And so he's going to hook us up and have him come on the program. But he was like, it's in certain doctor's office. It's a new therapy that they're trying, but it's been successful. And I'm like, well, hell, I'm game. You know, which you know damn well the VA is not going to approve doing it, so I'll probably have to pay out of pocket. But they're rather, hey.
If you can get him to put it in a place along with a massage therapist and a chiropractor and an acupuncturist, then you could get those services possibly included through the VA, from what I've learned. Because not only are you eligible for 12 chiropractic visits a year, but if it's at an establishment that's licensed through the VA and is also an acupuncturist or I believe sauna therapies and chiropractic adjustments through care in the community, you get 12 visits a year per ailment, possibly.
Well, I mean, but here's the problem. This is where a problem. Why are we limited? That's the thing I don't understand.
And that's old school, probably.
Right. But I mean, things need to start changing. I mean, even throughout the healthcare thing, like even with the insurance companies. Oh hell, you know, you only get this many visits for this or that many visits. Why, if the person needs it to sustain in life, just like people who really need cannabis. Why don't they just say, hey, you know what? If you need it, it's better than being on oxycodone.
Oh, geez, for sure. I haven't, they won't give me pills because I self-acknowledge, what is that, self I tattled on myself and told them I used cannabis years ago when I didn't have a card or anything back then. But I was like, I don't want your shit, man. I've been off your crap for 20 some years dealing with my issues. You know, maybe what I deal with them up here isn't the best. And you sure as hell didn't teach me how to deal with it the best, because the GERD that I have in my gut, which I now got diagnosed and finally figured out what that problem was in my chest, you know. And some days even my tincture and the cannabis oil that I take doesn't help with that. Most days it doesn't even help with that. So back to with the smoke out veteran suicide, with helping a couple of my buddies, the one had really bad anxiety. I got him back to just a few puffs a day. Starting out, everybody builds up a tolerance to it. So eventually, you know, if you medicate enough, if you start out with 5 milligrams in a tablet or something like that, you're going to be up to 10 milligrams, a little more sooner or later, depending on how much you use. But I've also consumed cannabis at, so if I was in the Navy for 9 years, I've consumed cannabis more years of my life than I haven't.
Well, just, you know what? You gave me a brand new slogan. 3 puffs a day keeps the VA away.
I try, man, but it's getting worse as I get older.
Yeah. But, you know, it is. It's sad, you know. And then if they find out that you're using cannabis, they put restrictions on you and all this stuff. So let's talk about the restrictions.
That's kind of on my list.
Restrictions, hell, you're just done. And at least in the state of Iowa, I mean, the bottom line is, Maddie, where you're at, Illinois, it's legal, but Uncle Sam still says no, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, is that how it boils down to? The state may say, yeah, you can buy it, but Uncle Sam's like, nope, you're done.
They say yes to my taxes when I worked for a dispensary and sold the devil's lettuce legally. But they said no to giving me a VA loan when I was employed by the man selling the devil's lettuce. They wouldn't back a VA loan when I worked for a dispensary.
No, because a lot of guys are really worried about when they walk in. Like, I know, say, Texas. I know a couple of people who have on my show have been for Texas. Will not say names. They've been popped for, you know, doing marijuana and stuff. They just have it written on their thing saying, on their record, stating that, hey, we won't give them opioids because they do marijuana.
Now it's completely different. I don't know because I haven't checked into it. I would like some Flexerol from them some days, but then some days I don't, and I just tough it out. And like my back, some days I can adjust my back myself 6 or 7 times, just moving right, and my back cracks. It goes out of alignment, and I moved wrong in the shower earlier, tweaked my back again, and I still don't get anything from them. I got some prescription, like Flexerol cream, maybe, that I got from a civilian doctor, and that's about it. I have some cannabis balm that's pretty strong. I've made some on my own recently. I harvested my first crop of plants and kind of screwed that up, so it's all a learning process. I as far as the VA, I think you're right. I don't know anymore. I should have looked before we came on. I'm more on the stance now, maybe, that they're a lot more lenient across the country, John. So like, they have to be, because in Iowa you can get THC at a CBD shop. You can get a product with THC in it. So if you can get it in your state and consume it, and that means it's available in your state legally, and they won't do anything to you. They may take your prescriptions away. I don't know about that, but
yeah, I'm not sure how that works out. I know my therapist, she explained that the VA is now I don't know if they put it into full blown mode, but I know they're using like CBD to work on to help with PTSD.
Really, they've grown up that much?
Yeah. Well, now I don't remember if she said it's an experimental stage or whether they're actually doing it. I don't remember which one, but I know it's either in the mix or it's already happening.
Is that That's about the amazing. Mushrooms?
Oh, well, the mushrooms is something different.
No, they're using magical mushrooms for helping put guys with PTSD. As a matter of fact,
yes.
I don't know if they're doing it in San Antonio, but there's a doctor in San Antonio that they literally had research done that I just heard it on the news a couple of days ago, that 90% of the men that they have brought in, that they brought in like, I think 100 people, 90% of them with serious PTSD from the military were cured.
Cured, huge, huge, huge success numbers with magic mushrooms, with psilocybin, for any type of PTSD in not just military or veterans, in civilian world too. There's a couple other types of mushrooms that have great success too. If you do it correctly, same thing as I said earlier about microdosing, self-medicating that way, just a couple of puffs, same thing with mushrooms. A small amount, not enough to make you see pink elephants, but enough to make you happy, and you're just happy. Like, seriously.
Why'd you say like pink pigs? Why you got pink elephants up in that shit? You know? Now here's one thing. I heard the federal government is going to put in drug stations to where people can go get their fix in certain cities now. I don't know if y'all heard about that. But yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Right. But I mean, heck, they hand out what? How many of the safe needles for drug use?
Yeah.
And certain, okay. Yeah. But saw the a story VA can't in New York get City marijuana.
Right. They did a story on New York City. I think, I'm pretty sure it was in the city, about doing a safe place where it was legal to go in there. You can get high. You can get protected. They'll provide the stuff. And I'm like, wow, Uncle Sam's paying for that kind of stuff. But
right.
Doesn't want, you know, it's then, really hard to justify that one. I'm not, you know.
And so I think it was me and John talking one day. I was like, you know what? I really wonder what the people in the VA top ranks make. I mean, I've seen certain cities make $400,000 these VA top rank administrators make. And then I see where they get like the average. I wonder, here, I got it. I got it written down.
That's
got
to be public knowledge somewhere.
It is. I looked it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was looking on there, and now listen to this. So a base pay, $140,000 for administration. They get bonuses.
For what administration?
VA administration.
Who gets bonuses?
The VA administration people.
Oh, that the whole bonus thing? $6,500
to $12,000. Well, listen to this. $6,500 to $12,000. They get stock. Up to $7,200 to $13,000.
Wait a minute, you can own stock in the VA?
Yeah, I get stock options or something. Now listen to this, commission. I don't understand what the hell commission means. $22,000 to $41,000. I'm over there going, what, but, you son of a bitch.
Well, that was all wrapped up in the, or at least that part in the PACT Act, in the fine print. Whereas they basically blank checks. We had a show, not specifically, well, it was in part about the PACT Act, and that was in some of the stuff that was in the fine print. Basically, the VA got a blank check for bonuses, et cetera, et cetera. There, it was the wording was laid out as in basically, you want to give him a bonus? Give him a bonus.
Right, and Kevin on here, not me, but Kevin, wrote in here, all his doctors know that he uses THC, and he lives, I'm not going to say the state or anything like that. I don't know if he wants me to, but it starts with the M, so y'all can, you're only a few to pick from, but I'm just saying, I mean, his doctors know it. I mean, so there are some doctors. Like, I'm telling y'all, my neurologist, if I didn't say this before, I got a brand new neurologist. And so far, I really like him. He sat down with me, and we went over everything. And I'm on the highest dose of Lyrica you can take. He took me off of my Cymbalta and put me on some other medication, which the switching over has kind of messed up my head a little bit, but it's straightening up. I was already screwing anyway. But he talked to me about the Gulf War and all the illnesses. He goes, talk to me about it. He goes, there are so many vets from the Gulf War that I see that none of them really talk about it. He goes, but you're eager to talk about it. I said, well, shit, if you got time. He spent 1 hour with me. He says he's going to start looking it up. So I'm going to be curious to see next time I go, you know, okay, what'd you think about what you learned? I mean, think about it. Between the PTABs, between the sarin gas, mustard gas, everything that we were exposed to, the Amtrak shot, everything combined with the burn pits has had an effect on us. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm glad there's researchers out there for those who that can help us. Some of us, it's 30 years in the making.
I'm already getting old.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, by the time I'm 80, they're going to say, hey, guys, we got a cure out there. Well, I really appreciate that, Doc.
It's the communication amongst us, you know, like Maddie coming on and explain, you know, what's helped him. It's our own information to each other. I mean, ain't none of us like popping pills unless we have to do so.
That in the last few years has gotten me so far, John, so far is following you guys and finding groups on Facebook that talk about claims or conditions or anything like that. Following other veterans and listening to their info, bar none, has helped me understand more than 22 years that the VA's ever even attempted.
And there's one group today that I went to post about what we're doing tonight. I even sent them a message. They declined to be able to for me to post that. Hey, we got a podcast tonight, and they're calling it spam. And it's called
spam.
Yeah, it's called something veterans helping veterans. And I want to get the name of it. I should look it up and just throw their name out there and sit there and say, I don't understand. How in the hell can you sit there and say you're helping other veterans? Whenever you damn near don't give two shits if you're calling us spam.
Right.
Because, right. I mean, everything we're out here talking about is helping veterans. We're not out here helping. I mean, I don't know how we can help the civilians except for tell your children don't join the military until our government decides to get off their dead ass and take care of their vets, or stop lying to us about what they feed into our bodies or what we're exposed to.
At least it's not Canada. I mean, in Canada, you call the VA crisis line, they're pushing their people towards their euthanasia places.
Oh, yeah. What? I'm surprised in Canada, they ain't telling their people to go in and just do it.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. You said euthanasia places.
Yes. Canada has places you can go and you can sign over your life to them. You can sign over your debt, your possessions, your whatever. You go in there and they will put you to sleep.
No shit.
You see, and that's what 100%. I'm talking about.
There's reports of Canadian veterans that have called their VA crisis line up there. And I've seen on a couple other channels that I've watched, there's reports of at least five or six veterans.
And there's a lot of son of a bitches going to hell. That's all I can say. Bunch of bullshit. Hey, they start doing that. Y'all can have my cell phone number. That's all I care. You have my cell phone number and I'll talk you down.
Right.
I mean, that's total bullshit. I mean, why should Canada be going through this? Why should Australia go through anything? Why should, look at the UK?
That's what this is. That's what chokes me up talking about veteran suicide is I had issues from the military. After going through my records in the last 2 years, from service records to medical records to Memories. And recently, just for this Veterans Day, I got to go see a brother of mine, Stu Hardison. What's up, Stu? You better be watching. I got to go see him and his family down in North Carolina. Had the time of my life with my 13-year-old, and see a brother from 20 some years ago that I haven't seen in forever. And it was an amazing trip, but there was times that the pills, I tried, you know, the antipsychotic pills when I was pretty depressed and didn't understand why I was depressed, for not just life reasons at the time, as far as my divorces or other issues with that, but I've had problems holding jobs. I've had problems with authority. I've had problems with bosses over the years. I've had problems with people that don't keep their word after they give you their word, from a boss that did something like that to me in the military. And at points in my life, I was there at the crisis line. I didn't know about a veteran crisis line. I didn't know about a suicide line, but I sat with a bottle of pills next to my bed and a half a pint of vodka because I was self-diagnosed. I was veteran administration diagnosed with alcohol abuse disorder. And in that condition, I've seen that they documented that's the way I treated my depression. Did they offer much more to me? Not a damn word, but I had this, and that's what kept me from doing that. Nice. Was medicating versus drinking, because there's a few times that just drinking alone, I was dumb enough and, you know, whatever, but the alcohol never helps depression. Your body never recovers from alcohol, ever. If you don't take a break for more than 2 or 3 days, your body's still not adjusting to the last time you drank. And 95% of us binge drink when we do.
Huh. Yep, you're correct on that. And I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, even today's society, I see so many people that are out there that are depressed. And
children.
Yes, children. And
11, 12 years old taking medication for depression, which, wow.
Right. Well, right. And on top of that is, but you know, when you go to all these doctors and they tell you all this stuff, it's like, shit, you want to know why? Because we don't have the 80s back. We bring back the damn 80s and we'd be some happy son of a bitches. We had the best movies. We had the best freaking music.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow night. That 90s show has come back on. I so relate to Red Foreman.
Subscribe to Anchor for 99 cents a month to get the full archives of the podcast and help support us. Without you, we cannot keep doing this show. Go to the description below. Click the link below.
Well, I didn't realize how good we had it in the 80s. I really didn't. You look back in a lot of the TV programs and stuff. Like, for example, one of the TV programs coming back, something called, you heard of Night Court, right?
I like Night Court.
Night Court was freaking hilarious, you know?
Yeah, the funny little girl from Big Bang Theories, the judge.
Yeah, I haven't actually seen the revamped one. So is it good? You saw it, Maddie?
I just saw a preview for today, literally. Oh. Like the first time I've ever heard of it. That's funny you bring it up.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to see how they are. I mean, John Larroquette's on it. You know, he was one of the – I mean, he's a good actor, and I'd be curious to see how they redo it. I mean, but it's things like that, you know. I mean, it'd be kind of curious, you know, 20 years from now, if we're fortunate enough to be – as long as we're, you know – yeah, in a good way, you know, the see, you know, here we are carrying around a little box in our hands everywhere, you know, but back in the 80s, we're carrying around these jumbo things. And now we've got to condense to this little thing. And the kids, you know, 20 years from now, they're going to go back, how the hell did we ever get by looking at that little damn thing?
It'll be no wonder why my grandpa wore trifocals.
Broadcasting up out of their forearm. Like,
you know what they're going to be able to do, you know, in 20 years, like, you're going to be able to watch this podcast, and my face, your face, everybody's face is going to be right in front of them. You're going to be like, what the hell? You know, by then I will be smoking that shit.
So there's the brain implant that Tesla's working on. Yeah. Joe Rogan asked him, how long is it going to be before humans can speak to each other without using their voice? And he's like, possibly 5 years.
Yeah.
My God.
I mean, everything is changing so rapidly fast.
Yeah. I mean, you could put a wireless transmitter that big and to each other without it.
Right. And see, I just want everybody to know, a lot of people are like, okay, so how does this relate to anything we'll go forward? It does. Everything we do every day does relate to it. If you really look back.
We got to find humor and shit is what it boils down
That's
to.
That's right.
Because, I mean, we all know, unfortunately, the older we get, the more people we know that, you know, whether it's their mom and dad or somebody we know otherwise, somebody, you know, is passing on. And it's like, try and make the best of your life you can, because, I mean, if you go around moping all day, it makes for a long fucking life.
Right. I'm letting you know, ain't nobody putting no shit. Look at it. Nobody's putting no shit in my head. I don't want anybody to know what the hell I'm thinking.
I don't want no more of their shots either, man. I can't narrow down if I got the anthrax one or not. The people on the ship with me say they got it at that
you
time.
You got it. Everybody out there.
I got my vaccine record. I don't have a copy of anthrax in my vaccine record.
Shit got washed away somewhere.
Yeah.
Just like the Vietnam guys. Just like them, their records mysteriously burned.
Right?
Yeah, mysteriously my ass.
Yeah.
Dumbasses, man. It's like, you know what? That's one thing I cannot stand about humans, is they're so full of shit. Oh, man. All them records burned down. Yeah, mysteriously they all burned.
So I was. I've got a few more claims that I've got a lot more claims I want to and will put in. But, you know, patience and faith takes a while to play their game, you know. I was digging through that record. I'm wondering about the thanks for the GERD, guys. I'm wondering about the HIV vaccines that they gave us. I want to kind of dig into that, because if I didn't get the anthrax vaccine, which I can't necessarily narrow down to my record, then why do I have a lot of the similar conditions as other people that have vaccine and maybe not been over there? Like, where the F is the common denominator in all our problems? Was it in the water you and I drank on the ship, or was it just those few times? And I was there 4 times, so I was in port more than a few times, and flew all around that shithole. So what was it? What were you like, John? You were in the sand the whole time. You know,
I was in the freaking
shit
sand.
Was blowing up, and shit was blowing over you and around you and burning. And so, what the hell's the common denominator?
Right. I think there's so many freaking variables. I mean, we all would like to narrow it down to one thing so we can concentrate, but that's just not a possibility. There's just too many variables,
that's
why this communication is so important, because that freaking, you know, that weed, you know, if bursting, yeah. For fuck's sake, okay, I just threw the F-bomb. Anyway, if it works, you know, there was somebody. Who was it that put it on? Somebody I read on Facebook was diagnosed with ALS, and it was a herbal supplement that they took over a course. And this, I know my mother passed away from ALS, so I know how nasty that is. And this person, by taking whatever herbal supplement it was, this person is now back walking and doing normal stuff. And that's freaking amazing to me. I mean,
we need to get on there. I need to get on that research. Where are they?
What they need to do is open up them oxygen things and put the weed in there. Open them up really
put the
good.
Weed, there you go.
I went to a local health and wellness yoga, fitness, massage studio here in town in Dubuque called B1 Wellness, and they have a cryo chamber. And I hate the cold, man. I hate the cold.
Damn, I wear
long johns from October till April around here. No bullshit, Kevin. So my friend talked me into going. Stacy talked me to coming down there, and I love the place. They'll give a veterans discount. So anybody in the local area wanting to get into doing that veteran wise, you guys hit me up. I'll point you in the right direction. I love those people. They have an infrared sauna as well. And I did, I think it was 2 minutes. Tanner, was it 2 minutes? 3 minutes in a cryo chamber, and it slowly drops the temperature to like negative two something. And it made my muscles that were the tensest really kind of burn after I got done with it. But it gave me a pretty good relaxing feeling.
Forget that bullshit.
That what? You don't like the idea of that?
No.
I didn't either, man. But yeah.
I almost died when it was 14 degrees here in Texas, and y'all over here talking about get down to sub-zero stuff. No, no.
It's like an ice bath, man. Come on.
No.
Bring your Texas ass up. We'll do it the right way.
I'll tell you right now, if they told me, look, Mr. Simon, you need to get into this really cold-ass chamber or you're going to die. My ass is going to die.
Well, your dick's going to shrink a little bit momentarily. Don't worry about it.
It's a dry cold.
Not on God's green earth that they said, hey, Mr. Simon, we could cure all your symptoms by getting to this ice chamber.
Not even that?
The answer is hell no. I'd rather have the problem.
I thought they were tough down there, John.
No, we ain't tough. I'm not tough. I never claimed to be a tough guy. If I wanted to be tough, I would have went in the Marines. If I wanted to be tough, I would have went Army. I'm not saying Navy ain't tough, but I just know.
I just told a bunch of hate mail now.
I just told the Marine that the other night. I was bullshitting with a Marine somewhere. I was like, y'all work out too much, man. Yeah. I was 18 and wanted to see the world. I didn't want to get buff and shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. That's why, hey, Kevin, you should have went Army. You should have went Marines. I didn't want to get shot at. I mean, when I went to the Navy, I literally told my mom, what's the worst that can happen? We're at peacetime. Nothing's going to happen. Man, let me tell you something. I cried calling home to boot from boot camp. I'm not a proud man. I don't want to get shot at. If I would have got shot, I would call my mom and cry.
So I told you in the beginning that I landed on the aircraft carrier, right? The first time I seen the ship. So the first time I get off the ship, we're in Jebel Ali or some crap hole like that. And we're pierside. So I've been on the ship probably a month or so, and we haven't been in port yet. So I know what the flight deck looks like. I know what it looks like looking off the fantail. I know what it looks like standing up at the front of the ship. I'd been up above the pilot house at this point. I loved the perches up there just watching planes and stuff, but I hadn't seen the whole scope or view of the size of that aircraft carrier, right? So I get off the ship for the first time, my first port ever, and it's some crap hole Jebel Ali or something. And there's a pickup truck with an M60 mounted up above the cab and a guy with a turban standing in the back. And I was like, what the hell did I get into? we're going to go have fun here?
Well, man, John, you know, we're coming into the program and everything. And John, you got any last words? I hate to say that.
All right.
And no, I thought we would get away with the show without anybody dropping the F-bomb, but John ruined this show. But
I failed you miserably.
I love it.
No, this has been great. I appreciate Maddie coming back on. It's always good to visit. You know, I swear we learn something each and every time, and that's just phenomenal. I mean, herbal supplements. However, you know, the communication about what works, what doesn't work, you know, I mean, we all kind of know what doesn't work. We want to hear something new that somebody else tried. What the hell did you have, you know, work with? And that's what this is in part about, to share that information. You know, not everything's going to work for everybody. I mean, yes, obviously the weed has significantly proven itself time and time and time again, but that has to be up to the individual with the information, what we provide, and then they dig a little bit deeper and find out for themselves. But here again, I got to tread lightly here. If it's, you know, that's up the whole legalities of things. That's for you guys out there listening. You'll make your own decision. We're just providing information. You guys make the decisions, you know, so.
And Maddie?
Did I tread lightly enough there?
Yeah, very lightly. I was going to say that, but John already did the disclaimer.
My biggest suggestion is research yourself. If you're interested, if it's available to you in your state, whether it's CBD or THC, in that state, just about any state with CBD now is trying loopholes and using THCA or something else in the product. Experiment, talk, research, type it into Google, look it up yourself. Hey, does it work with this symptom? Does it work with that symptom? The answers are out there. The proof's out there. See who it works for and who it doesn't. My biggest dream with the smoke out suicide, veteran suicide thing is someday in my area to open up an establishment that does just that and educates people not only on the benefits and the use of it, but an attached lounge event center and a place for like a grow supply and education center on growing it yourself. Veteran ran, veteran related, you know, a veteran gathering place to not just teach about it, but to talk, to meet, to do whatever, because our knowledge and sticking together is the best.
You should
run. Yeah, hey, before we screw up, hey, Maddie, when we sign off, hang tight, by the way, if you would, please. Yes, sir. Okay.
And I'm going to give the last words. I'm so glad Maddie came back on. Maddie, I got to say, you're the most relaxed out dude I've ever met.
I mean that with the
best sincere, because I mean, I enjoy having you on, and I mean, I love talking to you. And I mean, y'all get a hold of Maddie. Y'all talk to him about this stuff. If you're out there, Maddie, he's almost on every platform. You'll see him on there and everything. And just get a hold of him. Talk to him if y'all want to. And if you need to ask him private questions off that you don't want the world to know, y'all get a hold of me, and I'll get it over to Maddie. I know how to get a hold of them. But thank you so much for coming on, and everybody out there, thank y'all for listening. Y'all have a great night.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Go For Side Effects. If you have any stories you would like to share or just have any comments or questions, please email me at kevinsimon@goforsideeffects.com.